Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
In episode 497, I pondered the effects of human-induced rapid evolutionary change, or HIREC, in wild animals. But could this occur in purebred dogs too? Granted, the changes in wild animals were triggered by human-induced changes in the animal's physical habitats. But what about the human-induced changes we make in a canine purebred's bond environment? If enough people change their feelings about a particular breed, can this trigger rapid changes in that breed that impact the dog's health and behavior? Although I didn't know the term HIREC back when the public perception of Staffordshire Terriers and some bull breeds changed dramatically, the idea of such a process at work did occur to me. Fueled by real and false reports about these dogs attacking humans, people changed how they interacted with these animals. The high cost of this emotion-based human-induced shift in public perception greatly exceeded any benefits. In essence, and thanks to emotional contagion, we wound up with a widespread self-fulfilling prophecy. This sometimes resulted in costly but poorly thought out breed-specific legislation that seemed to benefit no one but the people who proposed it and those who attempted to enforce or contest it. In this situation, the breeds didn't rapidly undergo the sometimes dramatic physiological changes wild animals did in response to human habitat destruction. Instead, they were victims of dramatic changes in the nature of the human-canine bond to which the dogs needed to adapt to survive. Those who didn't were euthanized. All in all, it was a depressing period, the remnants of which still remain. What do you think about when you think about human-induced changes that trigger benefits in a breed's health in a short period of time? If all the beneficial advances in canine nutrition and veterinary medicine pop into your head, that's not what I'm thinking about here. I'm talking about a human-induced bond change that triggered a loss in popularity that may benefit the demoted breed in a surprisingly short period of time. The serendipitously fortunate breed is the West Highland White Terrier in the United Kingdom. In case the UK terminology confuses you, here's a refresher course. The United Kingdom consists of England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the British Overseas Territories located worldwide. With that in mind, this month, the Royal Veterinary College announced the results of another study conducted by researchers in the Veterinary Compass Program. The study is entitled West Highland White Terriers Under Primary Veterinary Care in the UK in 2016. Demography, Mortality, and Disorders Worldwide Study of Westies. During the study, the researchers analyzed data from the medical record of 905,544 Westies under veterinary care in 886 UK clinics in 2016. One noteworthy piece of information the records revealed was that the ownership of Westies had declined by a significant 75% over the previous decade. Additionally, the remaining dogs were older with an average age of 7.8 years. It's not uncommon for purebred dog populations to wax and wane, like consumer preference for other goods. What surprised the researchers was how fast and prolonged the decline was. If you're interested in the breed, I've included a link to the complete study that you can read at your leisure. What particularly interested me, though, were comments made by the study's author and co-author included in the news report of the study. Their perspective intrigued me because they were intimately familiar with the subject matter and the data. They were in a position to see connections and offer meaningful insights regarding the larger lesson those results had to teach us. Senior lecturer and study author Dan O'Neill made two interesting points. It wasn't that the demand for Westies waned considerably. Human preferences for certain breeds has waxed and waned for centuries. What changed was the rate of the shift. Instead of the gradual transitions of the past, today's shifts occur faster and more dramatically. O'Neill attributes this to two familiar curses: the increased polarization of society and human susceptibility to breed advertising and celebrity endorsements in social media. In the current shift, the popularity of the West Highland White Terriers and King Charles Spaniels declined rapidly, while that of the squashed-faced brachycephalics like pugs and French bulldogs soared. The pugs and Frenchies' fame rose so fast, it created significant health and welfare problems for both breeds, a not uncommon result of canine fame. But how about the Westies? How did they fare during their downward transition? According to Camilla Pegram, veterinary epidemiologist and co-author of the paper, the current Westie population experiences the same problems common in the general UK canine population. The exception is a predisposition to a serious lower respiratory tract disease called chronic canine bronchitis, the cause of which, unfortunately, is unknown. On the other hand, the 2016 Westies experienced fewer skin problems than Westies in the previous decade. Dr. Pegram mentioned two factors that might contribute to this. The declining popularity of the breed may have eliminated the less fit animals from the breeding population. I would add here that it probably also would eliminate the less fit breeders and owners who viewed the breed as strictly a commodity. Factor 2, the Westies' loss of the limelight may have contributed to the better health of the Westies now being born in the UK. The study also points out why there is a significant but mostly closet population of dog lovers who watch the Westminster, Crofts, and other dog shows while fervently praying that their favorite breed doesn't achieve stardom. As a novice veterinarian, I used to scoff at people who said their current purebred dog didn't measure up the dog of the same breed they remembered from their youth. Our previous dog didn't have all the health and behavioral problems this one does, they'd complain. At the time, I'd remind them they were different people than when they were younger. So was the lifestyle and environment they shared with that former dog. They'd nod in agreement because that was undeniably true. But I could tell they weren't totally convinced, and rightly so. Having experienced multiple cycles of canine media darlings who burst on the scene only to fade rapidly in the shadow of a new one, I now know those people were right. Today, I also pray that my favorite purebreds never become best in show, no matter how much I admire them. Because now I know. It's encouraging to know that Even the worst human-induced changes in wild animal physical environments triggered rapid evolutionary change in as sometimes few individuals or species able to survive the initial assault. The UK Westie study gives me hope that a similar mechanism will enable survivors of human-induced changes in purebred canine populations to evolve fast enough to overcome the negative effects of that human interference, too.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.